I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer, Father, will you still be there? Here you are again, forgiving, redeeming my heart again, standing me up on my feet again. You show me your mercy will never run out, will never run out. I can breathe. Show me your mercy, we'll never run out. We'll never run out. I can breathe again. Knowing I'm loved, I feel free again. No matter how long I've been wandering, when I think that I've gone too far, here you are again. When I think that I've gone too far, here you are.
Again, we're here with John Guerra on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at johnguerramusic.com. John, switching gears a little bit here. Do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh, yeah. It was Switchfoot, The Legend of Chin,
Oh yeah.
which is their first album.
Know it well. Know it well. So, all right, with that in mind, who were your influences growing up musically?
So, yeah, it's really evolved. When I was a kid, you know, I was just a classic church kid, you know, Newsboys, Switchfoot, DC Talk. And then I got into kind of the pop punk thing, MXPX. And then my influences got a little bit more, I don't know, sophisticated is the right word, but a little bit more secular, kind of Radiohead, kind of Muse, these sort of Sigur Rós, these post-rock type bands. And then I got really into classical music in high school. So romantic composers, Rachmaninoff, Debussy, Tchaikovsky, Bach, which is a little earlier than romantic. But and then I discovered late in high school, early college, I discovered the 60s folk singer-songwriter movement. So Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, and Garfunkel, and realized, oh, language has a power in and of itself. Like music is powerful, and I've always known that. Language, whoa. And that's pretty, I mean, those are pretty much the, I still think that's kind of what has influenced me. You know, I think in our 20s, we still find bands and, you know, their thing, but it's like those deep, like when you're a kid and then when you're in high school and teenager, those just take root. And so I think you can, you know, listen to any of my music and you'll hear either that, you'll hear folk, you'll hear a little bit of that post-rock kind of ambient thing. And then you'll hear some weird sounds, which I think, thank you Radiohead
That's
for the
right.
weird sounds.
All right, with that in mind, and that's an expand, we went from Radiohead to Bach, right?
Yeah.
If you could open up for anybody, just think you're present, you're there for the day. Anybody, dead or alive, who would
Ooh.
it be? Who would it be?
I mean, open for anybody dead or alive. Oof. It's hard not to say Paul McCartney. I didn't say the Beatles, but the Beatles are definitely in there. They're kind of perma influence. I would say either Paul McCartney because he's still kicking it. Bob Dylan, because I just would love to meet the guy. Sufjan Stevens, I'm a big fan of. And that is sort of like I think maybe people would be into my stuff, his fans.
I was hoping you were going to say Bach, if I'm honest with you.
I would be too embarrassed. I would be a
That's
little bit
true.
too sheepish because, and I doubt that, the 16th century greatest German composer would be into I mean, maybe when we get to heaven, he'll meet me
Hey.
at the gates and be like, "Hey, man, I liked your stuff. What are
Yeah,
you
you're
talking
stuck.
about?" In which case, that would be great.
I'm
But
here for it.
I'm
I'm here
guessing that
for it.
he, yeah, totally.
I've never had somebody go back that far, like Bach, like that. And but thinking about it's like that'd been a wild day just to hang out with Bach for the day. You know what I'm saying? Like that'd be a, what a wild moment
I
that
mean,
would
what
be.
was that guy like? There's nothing
Yeah,
really about
we
his
don't
personal life.
know.
He just kind of wrote these pieces and had some sons who are composers too. And then, he's just like one of the cornerstones of music and so Christian. I mean, so like you can't study any of his stuff without coming into direct contact with a very robust Lutheran theology, which at the time was Protestant theology. It was salvation by grace through faith alone. And it was wild. Yeah.
Listen, here's all I'm saying. One day, New Earth, you, me, Bach, we're gonna grab a cup of coffee. Just unpack some stuff. Let's hang
Oh
out a little
man, let
bit.
it be, Lord. Let it
Let it
be.
be. We're just at eight. Well, we'll see on that one.
I got it.
Yeah, we're here with John Guerra on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at johngerramusic.com. Well, John, you've been playing music for a hot minute. There's nothing like live music. It's one of those powerful things. But goofy stuff happens too. Do you have a most embarrassing onstage moment that sticks out in your mind?
Most embarrassing onstage moment. One time I was opening for Amy Grant, and it was at an arena, and it was like the first time I'd ever done a show that big, and first time I'd ever opened for her, certainly. And I knew that I was getting a little bit sick, and I'm like, am I losing my voice? I might be, but I think I can power through the show. Well, by the time I started singing my second song, my voice was entirely gone. So I had to, I sang the second song, but I sang it like five keys lower. And it was like Barry White singing this one song. And I was, and then I said, I'm so sorry, folks. I'm losing my voice. I got, thank you so much. And it was so embarrassing. She was so sweet and so gracious, but it was like, I just wanted to crawl inside a hole.
I get it. That's a good one. That's a tough one. Did you, yeah. I read that. Did you, was it Vince Gill and Amy Grant that you did some stuff with?
So after that, we, my wife and I then got the opportunity to open for her and Vince at the Ryman Auditorium. They have a residency in Nashville in December where they do like 17 shows for Christmas. And we opened for them for that for a couple of years in a row. And so I got to redeem myself. So that's the positive side of the story. But it started with just, you know, which is, yeah, testament to her grace and kindness to give me another shot after that.
Yeah. You could, and you know, you started low and redeemed yourself. You set the bar real low. And
yeah,
then you just overshot it. So it works out. It works
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
You couldn't make right, and every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that. You know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Yeah, even in the dead of night, there's never been a morning when the sun don't rise. He never. Forget all the things he's done and just how good he is. He's a faithful God. Everywhere.
And we're wrapping up here with John Guerra on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at johnguerramusic.com. John, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Got it.
What's your favorite junk food?
Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's.
Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's. Very specific.
It's their Swedish fish knockoff, and they're very good.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Dopey.
What color is your toothbrush?
Black.
In the movie about your life, the John Guerra story, what actor would play you?
Ooh. I'd say Oscar Isaacs.
Oscar Isaacs, who is that? Oscar.
I think it's the guy who played Dylan, who played Dylan in that old. Oh wait, am I thinking of the right guy?
Oscar Isaac.
Oh yeah, Oscar Isaac. Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, I'm looking him up. All right.
He's kind of like an attractive version of me.
Dark version of you.
He's sort of like racially androgynous the way I am. You know, you like don't really know where the guy's from.
I think he's born in Guatemala. Interesting.
Hey, there we go. So got the Hispanic connection.
Yeah, that's a good choice. That one works. He went to Juilliard. Wow.
Oh, nice.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. We're learning about Oscar Isaac. Yeah. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
You know, I haven't seen any of those movies. Who's a Marvel character? Let's see. Is Captain America a Marvel guy?
He is.
I'll take him. Yeah.
And for what it's worth, I'm really bad. I don't know him either. I just ask the question. I'm always like,
nice.
Sometimes you either get one, you get kind of one or two answers. People are like, this is exactly who I'd be. I've been thinking about this since I was 8 years old. And you get people
nice.
I don't know who any of them are. And then you got
totally.
Sometimes they'll name somebody. I'm like, I don't even think that's real. I think you made that person up. So, what's your favorite board game?
I mean, is chess a board game?
Yes.
All right, chess.
You good at chess?
I've won a few games.
Yeah.
I've won a few games. Yeah, I played a lot in high school and may have won a tournament.
You, me, Bach, New Earth, coffee, chess tournament.
Oh yeah.
Where we're going. Favorite cartoon growing up?
Favorite cartoon growing up was the one at Magic School Bus.
Oh, yeah. You have a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
I mean, this is the most Christian answer, but I got to say, you know, AD 33, Sunday morning, mm-hmm. April, Joseph of Arimathea's garden grave.
Here's the question. Would you also outrun Peter?
Oof. What a detail that is, man. I love all those kind of seemingly superfluous detail, but it just makes it so. Because then you imagine they're getting to the tomb and they're kind of sweating, you know, and they're a little bit just like, and Mary's there. And what I wrote, I was pretty fast at one point in my life. I was a soccer player.
Yeah. I just always like to think in that story, John includes that, you know, and Peter's like, you jerk, unnecessary,
totally.
Unnecessary shot, John.
Totally.
Not about you, John. It's not about you. Nobody cares how much fast you're in. And then last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Well, since you just said Marvel, I think it might be the Marvel movies. I hate the larger story that it sort of feels like this, what does Ross Douthat call it? It feels like a decadent society that we can't come up with new stories. We just keep rehashing the old ones. But the more radical one, even though I do kind of like it, is, and I'll just say this just to kind of make enemies on my way out here.
Yes.
Coffee,
Okay.
which is only half true because I used to really like coffee and had the Chemex and the whole thing, but I stopped drinking it maybe 3, 4 years ago, and occasionally have coffee, just if I'm a decaf or something, and I just it's that doesn't really do it for me anymore. So
What's your
that
go?
feels like the most transgressive. Now I do tea.
Yeah.
So first it was just kind of your classic, English breakfast, Earl Grey. I've since graduated to matcha, so now I do matchas in the morning with a little oat milk, which I get teased. That's like the most Austin answer to a breakfast drink, but which is where I'm from and where I am. And but I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna say Marvel movies and coffee.
You, me, Bach, chess, hot tea, not talking about Marvel movies. I think that's where we're headed on the new Earth, man. I'm looking forward to it. He's John Guerra. He's John Guerra on Behind the Tunes. Learn all about him at johnguerramusic.com. John, man, thanks so much for hanging out today, man. You've been a ton of fun.
Thanks for having me, Austin. Appreciate it, man.
You got it. You got it.
For years I've run the fast lane, and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I let the charge, chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. That steeple up on top,
no.
Ain't talking about them hot views.
Ain't about the hot views
or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came below. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so found. I could use a little church right now.
Been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.